Now, joining me on the programme is this wonderful photo in front of me, and the Sussex-based photographer who's taken many pictures of the Queen says the Queen is a joy to photograph. He says that the experience is humbling and they both had a shared love of horses. Let's talk to Henry Dalal now, who took some wonderful photographs of the Queen and joins me. Thank you for coming on the programme, Henry.
No, pleasure. Really nice to be on it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, first of all, about the most recent photograph that you took for the Queen's 96th birthday.
Oh, well, we that's such a special picture. It was the previous day was really badly raining, but we were waiting for the tree behind to come into full blossom. And sure enough, we got it right. On that particular day, it was a lovely day. And Her Majesty wore a lovely dark green cape to contrast the white magnolia tree and also the two white fell ponies. And actually, that particular picture, it was her choice. She chose it herself. And then Buckingham Palace released it for the 96th birthday. So it was her choice. Because after I'd taken a few of the pictures, I got called. Your Majesty wants to talk to you. I said, yes, 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 Your Majesty. I said, do you mind, Henry, if you choose the ones you shortlist, send them to me, and I will choose the one I would like released. So this is her personal choice.
That must have been such an honour to have your photograph chosen like that. And it is, it's a beautiful picture, and she looks so happy in it, between those two absolutely beautiful horses. And of course, horses and her love of horses was something that is such an essential part of her.
Absolutely. As I said, I've been photographing Her Majesty for over 20 years, starting from the Golden Jubilee. Most of the time, they did involve horses. In the similar, also the Golden Jubilee, the Diamond Jubilee, Her Majesty's 90th. These are on my website, but they haven't been released to the press. But they all are composed very specifically with the landscape, the flowers that happen to be in bloom at the time, and the different ponies. There will be fell ponies. There will be event horses. And, of course, when you have horses, instantly, you know, she's very comfortable. And it's very easy to take pictures. As I said, as I've said before, the difficulty is getting the horses to cooperate, having their ears pricked at the right time.
But this photo with these two beautiful horses, I mean, they look very comfortable as well. She, obviously, you can just see through the picture that she has a real rapport with those horses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I have other pictures and of that same session where she's actually petting the horses, talking to them, you know, getting close. And then, you know, it's really nice. Really nice. Very comfortable with the horses.
How did this start then? You know, when you get that call saying, can you come and take a photograph of the Queen?
How did it first start, you mean?
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's quite something, isn't it, as a photographer, to take a picture of the Queen. I would imagine a combination of, you know, a real thrill to be able to do that, but quite terrifying as well.
Well, it all started 20 years ago. At the time, I was photographing the Household Cavalry. I was passionate about doing a book on them, and these are all horses. They do their ceremonial duties. You'll see them quite a bit in the next few days, I believe. You will see them. And so I was doing a book on the Household Cavalry. Now, the colonel-in-chief of the Household Cavalry happens to be Her Majesty the Queen. So it kind of went up, you know, it went up the grapevine very quickly. That I'm doing this project and maybe, you know, she would like, you know, basically I was asked to bring a few pictures and I did. And I then volunteered, I then requested to do a portrait for her Golden Jubilee for the front cover of a specific tribute on the Golden Jubilee. So that's how that event started. And then after that, it just kept coming, which is hugely an honor and a huge thrill. And I will miss her tremendously.
And you say that, you know, aside from being a joy to photograph, you never had to ask her to smile. She was just somebody that smile came naturally.
Well, when you're around horses, it's not difficult. I have done other more formal portraits of Her Majesty without horses in Buckingham Palace. And, you know, they have an aura of the mood that the pictures were taken. Very striking. Again, I composed it with the eye contact, and her blue eyes are just looking right at you. But even then, very, very easy to take pictures for me.
When you heard the news of her sad death, I would imagine that you go back and you look at those many photos that you've taken of her. Which one particularly sort of brings back special memories for you?
You know, I guess they all do. I mean, over 20 years, they each had their moments. They each one. All right, I'll tell you a quick story. I was asked to fly to Canada because at the time I was photographing the Royal Canadian Mounties, and Her Majesty has a special relationship with the Canadians, and every few years they exchange horses. Like at the time, the Prince of Wales Charger was given by the Canadians. So Her Majesty had presented a horse to the RCMP called Golden Jubilee. This was on the Golden Jubilee year. And a few years later, Her Majesty went on her state visit to Canada, her last trip there, they had asked me to fly there and take a picture of Her Majesty meeting Golden Jubilee, the mayor, and the foal. In the morning, she had addressed the parliament, huge state visit in perfect French with all the crowds. And then they thought for her rest and relaxation in the afternoon, staying at Governor's Mansion, that a bit of recreation for her. She might enjoy seeing the two horses. So they flew me all the way there to take those two pictures. And as I was there earlier, trying to set up the scene, get the horses in the right position with the right sunshine and the right shadows before Her Majesty would arrive, her private secretary at the time was Lord Christopher Gait. So he comes up to me. "Oh, hello, Mr. Dalal. Nice to see you. You do realize you're the only photographer here, and the Canadians had asked for your presence 3 months ago, so we've arranged it, and, you know, this is very special." I said, "My gosh, I'm very, very honored." So a little while later, Her Majesty comes, we take the pictures, she hangs out a little bit with the horses and, you know, pets them and talks to a few of the people from the RCMP, and I'm taking a few pictures here and there. And then after a while, she steps back, kind of standing near me. She opens her purse, and out pops a camera. And so she's now taking pictures of the mare and the foal. So I happen to tell Your Majesty, "I'm sorry, but I was told by your private secretary that there's only one photographer allowed here." So she looked at me from the side of her face. She said, "So leave," and she continued to take
that famous sense of humour. And I love the fact that, you know, this is, we're talking about the most famous woman in the world here, and yet it also sounds so relaxed, and she sounds as if she was so remarkably down to earth.
Oh, completely. I guess one of the last pictures I took, final ones in May, it was at Windsor Castle. And it was a portrait of the entire team of the Royal Mews, 50 of them, chauffeurs, riders, everything, grooms. And this was taking place inside the riding school. And so everybody was standing placed, you know, in their reds and the blacks, really beautiful. And then Her Majesty, after everyone was standing, then Her Majesty arrives to sit in the chair right in the middle, in the center with everybody. And they wanted a portrait to a platinum jubilee portrait with Her Majesty the Queen. So she arrives, she sits, surrounded by everybody else, and I'm right in front by 10 feet and taking pictures. And then she says, "Isn't anybody having fun?" Just like that. And then suddenly the atmosphere changed. Everybody broke into smiles. That coldness just disappeared. And that's when I took the picture. So thank you, Your Majesty, for making everybody relax and smile just by that comment. But she was like that. So too, the late Duke of Edinburgh. He would always, you know, one of the last times.
This is something that I've heard, you know, people say, is that she made everybody feel like they were the only person in the room. She had a real ability to just make people feel really special and at ease and relaxed.
Well, absolutely. Really special. She always made contact, always made eye contact. Really nice. And one of the sessions was with the late Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. So after she passed by, and then he comes up to me and says, "When are you going to get yourself a real camera?" You know, I was doing their pictures. A very informal.
I love the story of her just whipping out her own camera though and taking pictures herself. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you, Henry, for sharing your wonderful memories with us. It's been really nice to have you. Photographs over the last 20 odd years. Henry Dalal, who is from Sussex and photographed the Queen on many occasions, including, you might well have seen this photo. It's a picture of the Queen when she was 96, it was released for her 96th birthday. And there's just a picture of her in the middle of two beautiful horses. And she just looks so happy to be there and to be with those horses, which, of course, you know, well known that she just so loved horses. And really good to have Henry on the programme.